We thank the Lord for the opportunity to celebrate another Trinity. Trinity is a mystery that we live with all the time. From morning to bedtime, the Trinity is with us. We begin our faith in the Trinity. Even when we have the food on the table, we begin our prayer in the Trinity. And after we have eaten, we bless the Lord in the Trinity. This morning, before you came here, you started your day in the Trinity. When we started the Mass, it was in the Trinity that we started the Mass. And we are going to end this Mass in the Trinity. So this is something we live. So it is about us. The Trinity is about us. And what is our understanding about the Trinity, if it is about us? Since they go with us, everywhere we are, we need to understand what the Trinity is. The readings will be different every year, so the message may also be different every year. Brothers and sisters, love is the essence of the Trinity. Love is the essence of the Trinity. From all eternity, the Father and the Son has changed their life for each other. Therefore, the gift of the Son by the Father to the world and the Son's gift of Himself for the world is an invitation for us. We are in the world. This is an invitation for the world to enter into the circle of love that defines God's essence. So, this year, the celebration of Trinity hinges on love. The gift of the Son by the Father and the Son's gift of Himself, all for the world and to the world, point to the fact that the Father and the Son are inviting us into the circle of love, which defines God's essence. The gospel piece tells us of the extent of God's love. So the piece begins this way. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. It's so simple, but it means a lot. It didn't state, for God so loved this particular continent, this particular group of people, this particular nation, but it says, for God so loved the world. So big, so huge. It is not about only good people that God loves. It includes even the unlovable, the lonely who have no one else to love them, those who have everything they need, Those who love God, those who never think of God, and the one who rests in the love of God. All these people are loved by God. Saint Augustine once said, God loves each one of us as if there was only one person to love. Whether you come to church or you don't come to church, God is with you. We cannot actually penetrate the immensity of the love of God. In our moment of heedlessness, in our moment of disobedience, in our moment of rebellion, God is standing by and telling us, irrespective of what I see you do, I still love you. So this is the God that we worship, and he represents the Trinity which we celebrate today. In the first reading, we are invited to reflect on God's very nature. God is like what? We understand, we appreciate that God's nature consists mainly of mercy. It consists of grace. It consists of forgiveness. It consists of truth. And especially the covenant fidelity. Brothers and sisters, having been created in the image and likeness of God, we are naturally responsible to be merciful, just as God is merciful. We are naturally responsible to be forgiving, just as God is forgiving. We are expected to be honest. We are expected to be truthful. That is who God is like. That is the nature of God. And he has invited us into his nature. So we should endeavor to be like him. Several facts follow from the realization that the Son and the Spirit are God himself. Brothers and sisters, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit bless you.